Oyster theft isn't new.
Probably been a problem since colonial days, but now is when we're dealing with it.
That's George Krivda. He's with the Connecticut Department of Agriculture, and he says it's not just oysters that are getting stolen.
We have mussels grown in the Sound, clams grown in the Sound.
But here's the problem. Current state law only addresses oyster theft.
And when we attempted to prosecute folks that stole shellfish other than oysters, they needed to be charged under a different statute.
And that was an issue for state lawyers. Krivda says the new proposed law includes all shellfish.
This is just eliminating one barrier that we have to enforcing the law.
Most of Connecticut's commercial shellfish beds are in the western part of Long Island Sound, from Greenwich to Brantford. And Krivda says raising oysters takes a lot of work. There's collecting seed oysters, there's dragging your bed to remove predators like starfish, and there's planting the seed oysters themselves.
And you wait 2 or 3 years to go back, and when you go back, someone has stolen them. That sort of makes a mockery of your business and everything you've tried to accomplish for 3 years.
Krivda says the proposal maintains current penalties for thieves, which range anywhere from a $300 fine to a year in prison.
We're trying to grow the industry in the state. We're trying to get more harvesters there, and we need to ensure that if you put your time and energy and money behind a business, that someone can't steal your product.
The bill is now being considered by the Environment Committee. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.